T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I don't know what accent that was. We're about to talk to Mike Phillips real quick, though.
I don't know most accents.
Landon Collins will not be coming back to the Commanders, but he will be coming back to the NFC East. Going back to the New York Football Giants, we're going to talk more about what that means later. Right now, let's get to the BetQL guest line, talk to our friend, Mr. Mike Phillips, from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Philly, how do you do, buddy?
Yo-ho, doing great.
So, congrats on getting the story last night about the Snyder's lawyers basically just spazzing out on the Congressional Oversight Committee. Tell us what happened. Give us the what, and then I want to ask you the why. Let's start with what.
Well, yeah, the what is they cast a doubt on four of the key witnesses from the hearings. Bruce Allen being one of them, most notably, and then three of the other people who have testified said that the committee has been uninterested in hearing about how good things are now under Jason Wright, and has disregarded what they perceive as their attempts to set the record straight on things. And yeah, I mean, I think everybody's first reaction is, all right, what's coming? I don't think you do this if you think the committee's going to come back even with just regular bad stuff. Like, I think everybody's kind of moved on from the whole committee thing. The committee's going to put out a report. They're going to put out the Dan transcript. They're going to put out the Bruce transcript. And I know we've talked about this, and you and I think are both still on the same page. He's not going to be forced to sell. That feels like an unlikely outcome to us. To me, you only start going on the aggressive if that little seed of doubt has been planted. Oh, shoot, stuff's coming. We need to get in front of this and be proactive.
But that's the thing, Phil. Like, you don't normally get upset about what's about to come out or people that are talking unless they're saying things that get close to home. And I, as much as this seemed like being on the aggressive, I would think that a lot of smart, intelligent people say, oh, what are you scared of?
And I think the name here is Bruce Allen. I really think it is. I mean, he was in the building at the center of everything for an entire decade. He knows some stuff, and he spoke under oath, so he was released from his non-disclosure agreement, if he had a non-disclosure agreement. That testimony, I think, has the power to be fairly explosive. If Bruce decides to turn and share what he knows, and it would be just an insane turn for Bruce Allen, who, I mean, this station that we're on right now basically went to 24/7 best Bruce Allen format there for many years, for him to turn
deservedly
not undeservedly, for him to turn and give the information that has Dan squirming. I mean, what a turn of events that is.
But like, when the person that has you squirming is the person that was your road dog, okay? Like I've traveled with JP. I got a best friend, and JP know my friend Gil. We're not sitting around trying to start talk trash about each other. You know what I'm saying? Because my wife is like, if you say something about him, hell, you was with him all the time. You actually did what he did. So now you want to now act like the person that was your road dog don't know what he's talking about. So what you do, you go on the aggressive and say, the committee is messing up. No, what's really messing up is the fact that I now think about what we did together, and that scares the hell out of me.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you know, Bruce knows everything, presumably, or close to everything. I think Dan probably thought that was a relationship he was good with. Like, it was hard to imagine it coming to this, where, you know, Bruce would testify in front of Congress, and you know, that's the testimony. If they release the Bruce and the Dan testimonies on the same day, JP, I'm gonna pull up the Bruce one first and start reading. You get the sense that, you know, there's been lawsuits filed. They've been acrimonious since it ended. It's a fascinating turn of events here, but yeah, you know, and part of it is, I do think there's a broader strategy here within the team to be a little more aggressive, be a little more out there. Obviously, Dan was on the field with Jerry. I'm sure you guys have discussed that already this week. We've got the, you know, this letter coming out. I think the team is definitely being more proactive. You know, I think it's fair to ask, is that in reaction to something? But I you know, also this has happened at times throughout the Dan Snyder tenure. He's had advisors come and go, and some of the advisors have been more aggressive than others. So it's not 100% out of character either.
But the whole thing about it is, you haven't seen him really go on an attack. And I think this is out of character in the fact that this thing was starting to get quiet, and now you woke it back up.
I do question the timing from this.
It's been some time.
Yeah, he's attacked before, but
go ahead, Philly.
You got people with a lot of power now messing with you.
Yeah, you know, I ultimately, though, to me, it's a binary outcome for Dan. Either he keeps the team or he doesn't keep the team. I don't know. I still lean towards he's going to get to keep the team, which makes the rest of this fairly unnecessary. But to me, the timing of this is fascinating, because yesterday was, I mean, what should have been one of the great feel-good stories of the year, Brian Robinson, and was. But then, you know, by the end of the night, we're all talking about this instead. And secondly, like, y'all know this, fans don't want to hear anything positive after a loss. All they want to do is talk about how terrible it is. And the converse of that is true, too. After this team wins, they only hear anything negative. After they won that Jacksonville game, when Fedarian Mathis got hurt, I put out an article about how I thought Ron's roster construction was very poor on the defensive line, and he set himself up for a bad situation. You go read the comments on Twitter. Oh, you know, they're winning and you're trying to bring them down. It's just the media trying to bring them down. I put out that article again this week. It's a lot of like, yeah, you tell them, Philly, you tell them. Like, they suck. They're the worst. You know, wait for a win to do this. You do this after a win, it hits a little harder.
I mean, totally. I'm just trying to figure out how much of all this is tied to a stadium. Like, what really matters at this point? His personal worth has gone up exponentially. The value of the team, even as they've won one playoff game in 25 years, the value of the team has gone up exponentially. I wonder if all of this is trying to semi-clear his name, clear space for other politicians, probably particularly those in Virginia, to vote yes to give him money. Like, because it, unless there's another bombshell coming out, who even knows what a bombshell is defined as anymore? Because there's obviously a couple owners that'll tell reporters that they want him out, but there's obviously also not enough owners that'll get him out. And of all the stories that have come out, like, I always thought the smoking gun would be the $1.6 million settlement from the private flight back from Vegas. Those details have come out now, and by and large, it's not a lot has happened because of it. So maybe this is about trying to go on the offensive to get a stadium deal done early next year. Does that seem possible?
Yeah, you know, I think that's more tied to the results on the field, too, honestly. I think if the team wins, they'll be able to sail that through the Virginia legislature in January. And I think if the team loses, it'll be a tough uphill battle. But, you know, we talk about wealth. Dan's wealth is not paper money, Dan. You know, Dan's wealth is the team, which is equity, which is very different. You know, a stadium is a way to turn that equity into cash money, which is, you know, what every rich person is ultimately trying to do, and poor people too. You know, we're all trying to turn our wealth into cash money instead of just it existing, you know, electronically somewhere. A stadium's a great way to do that. For this investigation coming out, I think they very smartly tried to make it a partisan issue. You know, the former congressman who wrote the letter yesterday was a Republican representative from Virginia. The Republicans, as you remember in the hearing, were, you know, it denounced what a waste of time it was. You know, this is a sound political strategy. If you have a dud of a candidate, you don't pump up your candidate. You just try to muddy the waters. You go after the other person. Just try to get voters to think like, the whole thing's kind of stupid.
Like in Georgia, that's what you're talking about. Herschel Walker. Yeah,
yeah,
I know what you're talking about.
Hey, some people are saying one thing. Some people are saying another thing. I'm just tired of the whole thing. Who's to know? Yeah. Like, you're just trying to muddy the waters.
Oh, my Lord.
God. Honestly, Philly, is this better or worse than talking about actual football this week?
Oh, man. Look, here's the thing. I heard your first segment. You're talking about, you know, where do you go? Where's the blame? And the problem is when you have one person in charge of everything in the building, ultimately all roads are going to lead to that person. Like, you want to tell me it's the roster construction? Yeah, sure, I'll buy that. You want to tell me it's the coaching? Yeah, sure, that's got to be a part of it, the decision to get Carson Wentz. Yeah, you know, it's all of those are under Ron Rivera. And so I think that was part of his frustration earlier this week. And I agree with you. You had a very nice interview with him on Monday. I think it's a legitimate frustration from Ron. I don't think it's for show. I think he thought things would be better now than they are. And you know, they've gone up against the class of the division now, consecutive weeks, Dallas and Philly. And sure, you could have made some better decisions, could have done some different things. But my takeaway from this 2-week stretch is, their roster is not as good as Dallas and Philly's roster, period.
Amen.
Period. Period. Period.
If I was with Mike, Philly, we always appreciate I'll pass it, around a collection plate and raise you some money, dog. You preaching.
Everybody give him a follow, Michael P. RTD. Last one, quick. Do you think we're any closer to Dan not owning the Commanders?
Well, I'm still a no on that, but I'll say this. You know, we're at the point now where I think it's very legitimate to say this is a strategy to get aggressive, to be out there in front of it. And I think it could be a good strategy, but I think it's also fair to ask, like, is he scared of something? Is that why he's doing this? And obviously that would make me rethink the whole thing. But to me, they're going to have to vote him out. I don't think they'll be able to quietly get him out. I don't think they have the votes. I don't think anything else matters.
I agree with you. Thank you for the time, bud.
Hey, good times.
All right. That is our friend Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Make sure you give him a follow on social media at Michael P. RTD. Blaine Bishop joins us at 11 for a Titans preview. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Commander season is underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code Brian, and you can deal with FanDuel in all types of ways. Some of the reasons why I love dealing with FanDuel is because FanDuel has all your favorite bets, and they show you your odds right in the app. You can bet on the money line. You can bet on the point spreads, player props, you know, in-game stats like touchdowns, passing yards, rushing yards, who's going to throw an interception. All those things pop up. And with live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started. The favorite thing I love about FanDuel is when you win, you get paid fast. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code Brian for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the Washington Commanders. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus,
original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.